the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had three Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
We're back.
And where we'll end up.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. This is an unusual show tonight. This is the, let's say, old home week show. We're due up. And a lot of things are going on in the second hour. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call on the line also from Philadelphia named Dave.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Dave, are you there?
Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Michael. I'm the host of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh, yeah. Vinny just told me to call in. He said he was going to talk to you tonight on the radio. I heard him. Him and Sid Payne and the Brucey Lawless are all from the same neighborhood.
Oh, yeah? You go to Germantown High School, too?
No, I went to Roosevelt for 3 years and didn't do too good there, so I went to Dobbins Tech instead.
Oh, okay, went to Dobbins. Dobbins was across the street from Connie Mack Stadium, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Shy
you guys
Park.
Are a couple years older than me.
You're going back now. It was Connie Mack Stadium when I went there.
Yeah.
Shy Park was before my time.
Shy Park, yeah, but I went to my first baseball game that I'll never forget. My grandmother brought me to Shy Park, took the trolley car to get there, and I went to see my favorite baseball player at the time, which was Joe DiMaggio. The Yankees played the A's. And
oh, my goodness. You went to see the A's at Shy Park.
Joe DiMaggio, he popped up twice and struck out once, and I was crying because I wanted to see him hit a home run. I think I was 5 or 6 years old. I can't remember.
Who took you there, see Grandma Payne?
Yeah.
Remember that place, Sid, called the Dugout on Germantown Avenue?
I remember that place, the Dugout.
A lot of the Phillies used to go there.
How about the Dog?
If anybody wants to call in and talk to Sid or Vinny, this is your host, Michael. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm surprised nobody wants to know more about American Bandstand. I just found out Sid won the second. I thought he won third prize. He won second prize.
Can we give a shout out to a friend of ours I think might be listening to Georgie Police? He's from Germantown originally. He lives over in Winfield now, I think.
What's his name?
George Police.
George Police.
He lives in Overbrook Farms.
Didn't know there was a Farms.
He might be listening tonight, so we just say hi, just in case.
That was the first bedroom community outside Philadelphia. His house he lives in, it was the Ritt Mansion, the Ritt family who started the company that is now Terminix. That's the house he lives in. It's a 21-room stone mansion with a carriage house in the back. It's a fantastic place. It's like a museum.
Vinny, your mic is either low or you're far away from it.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Now listen, folks, if you would like to call in, now's the time, 407-894-1680.
While we're waiting for some people to call in, Michael, I wanted to just mention, you're talking about, you know, the hit records from mainline record distributors, you know, originally down 1510 Fairmount Avenue. And then I think in 1959, they moved to Broad Street. In 1960, we moved up to 2450 North Broad Street. And we had, you know, at that time, we really were growing, you know, became, you know, really a hot record distributor. So some of the things I left out was like Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Heat Wave, Dancing in the Streets, D. Clark, Raindrops, Little Jimmy Charles, A Million to One, Eddie and the Starlights, To Make a Long Story Short.
Sonny Doo-Wop, are you there? I hear you, Sid. Sonny Doo-Wop.
He looks like he's connecting.
Are you there, Sonny Doo-Wop? He's not there yet.
Hey, Michael.
There he is.
Yep.
Sonny wants to try to stump Sid and I think we could stump Sonny with some questions like...
No, he's going to ask us questions first.
Sonny, we don't use the video. Sonny,
no video, just the audio.
Okay, understood.
Okay.
You there, Sonny?
Yes, I am. How are you, Michael? How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Who's this? Sid's there too tonight?
Sid Payne and Vinny and myself. Okay. So let's do the first song. Well, first of all, let me do Sonny Doo-Wop. Sonny Doo-Wop has been on our radio show for a while, and he's from South Florida. Mm-hmm. Right, Sonny Doo-Wop?
Yes, that's correct.
And he's been trying to stump me for a while. And today he's going to play some songs, and only a song. I don't know the songs he's playing because that was between him and Chris Shaw, and Chris Shaw never told me. I told him not to tell me. So
Chris, you there?
I'm all here, all day, every day.
Okay,
Sonny,
so
how you doing,
do
sir?
The first song. Let's do the first song, Sonny Duop. The first song, and let's see, first of all, here's what's going to happen. We're going to play the song for 15 to 20 seconds, and we're only going to guess the title, what the name of the song was. And we're going to give the audience time to call up and see if they know who's singing the song. So the audience can tell who's singing the song, but we're only going to give you 1 minute to call in. So we're not going to give you no half hour to call in. 1 minute, that's it. The phone number is 407-894-1680. And if you call in and you guess it, who's singing, you'll win a $10 gift card from Subway.
Michael, can you please
what?
Clarify that? So you and Sid and Sonny and Vinny are going to do what?
Vinny, Sid, and myself, the three of us.
Are going to guess what?
Only the
title
of the song, okay. The name of the song.
So only the title.
Not who's singing. Do not say who's singing. The listeners will get 1 minute to call in about who's singing the song.
Okay.
If in 1 minute nobody calls in with this, who's singing it, then Vinny, Sid, or myself will say who is singing the song. But we're going to give you 1 minute.
All right.
Ready,
so,
Sonny Duop?
Hold on.
Yes,
I'm very excited. Just so that the listening audience have a clear clarification, you are only calling in to give the artist, not the title of the song, just the artist who sings the song.
They only have 1 minute to call in. We are going to guess it in 15 seconds. The 20 seconds while you're playing the song, we have to get the title. If nobody calls in 1 minute, then Sid, Vinny, or myself will say who's singing the song. Okay, let's get to the first. Let's see what happens.
All right,
the first song.
This is going to be tough right here. Okay, here we go.
Chris, how are you, Chris?
Good, Sonny. I'm excited. I'm proud. I'm ready for this tonight, Sonny. You think you got him tonight?
Okay, let's go.
Oh my God! I know that one already. That's enough.
Not true story. Not true story.
I knew that one. Sid, I know you know it.
That wasn't 15 seconds.
That was Vinny shouting it out, but I knew who that was.
I knew it was too.
I didn't even make it past 5 seconds, pretty much.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hey, you guys, you're not supposed to tell who's singing the song. Only now. Go on, play a little bit longer. I know Sid knows the song. I knew it immediately. The minute I heard the first word.
You can only say the title, not the artist.
He didn't say it, did he?
I don't know.
No, nobody said the artist. I just heard the title.
Okay. Yeah,
I just heard the title. Oh, no, he's calling.
All right, I got a call. I got a call.
407-894-1680. Okay, caller, who is it? Wait. Sid, you go first. What's the name of that song?
The name of the song is My True Story.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, I knew that. I knew about the first note. Okay, let's see if the audience knows who's singing the song. Who's singing the song, audience?
I thought Chris said he had a caller.
Chris said he had a caller.
I think he said that. If not, you go to the next one.
Okay, yes, I did have a call. I've got Linda from Bayside.
Bayside, New York?
Yeah.
All right.
Linda from Bayside. She thinks she knows who's singing the song.
Okay, Linda from Bayside. Listen, you can only give the artist. Who is the artist?
Jive 5.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Okay, so we got it. So we did the first song. We did it correctly.
Wait. Excuse me. Can we go a little bit deeper? Vinny or Sid, tell me the year that it came out, please.
All right. Hold on. Before you go further, Ms. Linda, you hold on one moment. I'm coming back to you.
Linda just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Tell her, Subway, you just got a $10 gift card from Subway, Linda. It's coming your way.
Congratulations,
that's great.
Linda.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, hold on one moment, Ms. Linda.
How about Sid or Vinny to come up with the year of that song?
I want to guess and say 1961.
Correct.
You guys are great. Okay. All right.
Okay, next song, Sonny Duop. Next song.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
That was Eddie Murphy's uncle singing the lead, Eugene Pitt.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Eddie Murphy's. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's nephew, you say?
No.
Uncle.
His nephew.
Well, I don't know. Right, Mike, I don't think Eddie was that old.
All right, song number two. Let's go.
Let's hang up. Looking out at the rain. Oh, come on. Wait. That's enough. I can't believe he's played this song.
We know that
Lee
one.
Andrew.
We know that one. Shit.
Let's turn it to
the second. Sam, I'll let you go. I know the song. That's
my old buddy.
Yeah, Lee Andrews.
That is. You got it. Go ahead. Finish it out now. Just finish it out now.
Chris, I didn't do that.
That was my fault.
No. I blame Dave, too, because I think Dave said it as well.
Oh, did he? I skipped that one, then.
All right.
So, talk
about it. Let's play. Let's talk about that song. Say what's the name of the song?
Teardrops.
Correct.
Okay, now, let's talk about that. That group is my brother's group, and then later on became my group. That group was originally on, what was the first label? Was that Mainline or that was Argo?
That was on Argo. Argo.
No, but wait.
Argo.
Originally it was on Chess Records, but because in Philadelphia, it was a whole long story. We had a distributing company, and Lee Andrews of the Hearts was our group. So if Chess wanted it, they had to give us the rights to they didn't want to give us Chess. So they gave us Argo. So only in Philadelphia was Argo on Argo. All around the country was on Chess. Is that right, Ted?
That's right, because the local distributor that had Chess was David Rosen, and we wanted to distribute, you know, Teardrops because it was our artist. So they put it on Argo Records just for us, just for the Philadelphia area.
Wow. All right, so listen, Mike, it's our time, and we got to take our break. So let's take the break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Okay. Miss Lane, can you hear me?
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show and your host, Michael. And we're doing a special thing tonight. We're going to do a... We're talking to Sid Payne, my buddy from high school, and we're talking to Vinny Beatty, which is right, Vinny Beatty. Okay, close enough. And we're talking to Sonny Duop. Okay, let's go back.
Do another song.
Another song from Sonny Duop, trivia.
Number three, Chris.
My lips, hold my hand, tell me you love me, I'm your lover.
Wonderful Girl.
Correct.
You know what? That one I did not know.
Really?
Yep, I didn't know it.
I'll just say where the group was from. I won't say their name.
No, don't say the name. No names yet.
No names.
Let's see if anybody calls up with the name of the group.
They were from New Haven, Connecticut.
I got it.
Where?
I got it.
Well, so what was the name of the song?
Wonderful Girl.
Oh,
I didn't know it. Called the Scarlets before they changed their name to...
I wouldn't have given out the name of the group. People are supposed to call it the name of the group.
That's their name of the group, what they were called before they made that record.
Oh, okay.
No hints.
This This is this is a lot of history right here. I'm loving this. This is what's up. Yeah. Hey, you knew the name before the name of the name before they had a name.
God bless you, Chris. Love you, babe.
Yes, sir.
Anybody calling in? Anybody think you know the name of the group?
No, I got 30. We got 30 seconds.
I got it. Freddie Parrish.
We got
25.
25.
That was a hard one.
20.
About Freddie Parrish.
15.
I wonder if Carter's listening.
10.
I feel like I'm at Cape Canaveral.
5. 4.
Lift off.
Okay, so
3,
nobody called in.
2.
What's the name of the group?
1.
They said the lead singer's name.
Okay, go to the next one. Come on.
Okay, so what's the name of the group, folks? Sid, you know it?
5 Satins.
Freddie said what?
5
Satins.
That's correct.
Wow, Vinny got it.
I wait, Vinny.
What year?
Hey, Sonny, do what? You got to write that one down. Put plus one plus one for you because Mike didn't know that one. He knew the group, but he didn't know that song.
Yeah, I believe me. I made a note. What year, gentlemen?
I'll guess.
It. And Abby, it must be. Say, was it before End of Soul of the Night or after?
It was after.
Oh, after. Okay.
I'm going to say it was probably around 1958.
Wrong.
Wrong? Sid, wrong?
There was in 1958. One more guess and then we'll move on because we have a long show.
Yeah, come on, we got to get another
left. 1959.
The correct answer is 1956. Chris, let's go to the next one.
And now I walk the street alone.
Well, you think you know it?
I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Maybe you think you know it?
No, I don't know it.
I don't know it. So, Sonny, you up, you got it. You got us that one time. Sonny Duop got us all we don't know it.
407-894-1680. I'm going to play some more because we got to get the listening audience. All right, here we go.
That you, my love, will come back home.
The group sounds me, though.
All right, there we go. 407-894-1680 is the number to dial. We want to hear from you. Mike, Sid, Vinny, they had no idea. Sonny, did you write that one down?
I certainly did with a big magic marker.
All right.
Oh, so what's the answer, Sonny?
The answer is Walking the Streets Alone.
By who?
Well, the listeners are supposed to say by whom.
They didn't call in. They had a minute. They didn't know it.
The group is called The Love Letters.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that in my life.
that could have been on any chart, that's for sure.
Oh, me too. Back in 1957 on Acme Records.
Never heard of the label either.
No, never heard of the label. I'm sure it wasn't no R&B Top 100.
Maybe not. Okay, Chris, next song.
Oh, wow.
That one, I knew that one. That's an easy one for us. That was Mainline.
Someone going to call in?
Make
a long story short, that was one of our groups. The record never sold, though. Hey, Sid, is that on Mainline?
It was on Scepter Records.
Scepter.
That's correct. Scepter Records. Very good. Who said that?
Sid.
God bless you, Sid. We have any listeners for the name of the group that sang it?
Not yet. Did we get the year?
What do you mean?
What year did this song take place?
Oh, the year. I'm sorry. The year it was 1958.
No, it's Sonny, the Riviera. No, Sonny, you weren't supposed to say it, Sonny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it was 1958. To make a long story short, and I'm waiting on the call, the phone line to come in. You got 25 what? Seconds.
Was it the Rivieras?
Hey, Sid?
Yes.
How come they're on Scepter? I don't think Scepter came in business until 59.
No, that's not correct.
It was on Scepter, but it was distributed by Gone Records.
Gallon records. 8, 4, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nope.
All right, what's the name of the
no,
group?
It's not the
first name, I'll just say right now, the first name was Eddie.
Right.
Eddie and
Starlights. Well, I was going to give the other guys a chance at it, because I knew that right away. To make right, a long Eddie story short, Eddie and the Starlights.
Okay, Chris, next record. Let's go.
Head of stone. We'll never break. Cause the love you have for them, they're just a
water.
Correct. Okay, let's see if we can get a listener for the group name, the name of the group this time.
Vinny, what was the name of the song?
Heart of Stone.
Look, I didn't know that one.
Wait a minute.
Another one.
Okay. Sonny, you are doing great, Sonny. You are doing absolutely marvelous. You got two on the
Thank
list.
You.
Two and a half.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. What year did this song take place?
51.
1955.
Oh. Sonny?
Or yes. Mike,
do you want to take a shot at it?
Nope, don't know it.
1954.
Correct.
But it's supposed to be anything after 1955.
All right. All right.
All right.
Up. Hold
okay,
on.
Let's go to break. We're going to break.
I got a call on the other side of the break.
Okay, we're going to break.
Okay, where's my man Sid? Sid, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We have one more song. We're going to do this.
So let me just mention to Len.
What?
There were two versions of that Hearts of Stone. And one of them, the one I had at home, was by the Jewels. That was on a yellow label. I forget the name of it. And then the other one was by a group called the Charms.
Otis Williams.
I don't remember the year that it came out, but like I said, when I was guessing 1955, I didn't know if I was trying to think how old I was, because my aunt bought me the record, and I wasn't sure if I was 13 or 14 at the time. But I remember when she bought the one by the Jewels, I told her she bought the wrong record because I wanted the one by the Charms. But that's how I ended up remembering. It sunk in my head.
Thank you very much for sharing. But the correct answer for tonight is indeed the Jewels.
Is who?
The Jewels.
That's what I said first.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Hey, Chris.
Yes. Okay. So there? Our caller that called in they're behind us a couple of songs because they're listening via a device. I don't want to call out a device name, because I don't want to mess it up. So I told them they were on song number 3 and we was on song number 6.
Okay, that's it. Okay, now I'm going to play it. Did you get, Chris, did you get the song that Lynn just put on the Twix? Did you just do it? On the text.
Okay, I'm. Let me pull it up now.
Okay, yeah, this song is not for Sid and not for Vinny and not for Sonny. This is for the audience. I want to sing this song. This song, it's the number one song of its day. I'll give you one hint. The group was from Philadelphia.
Mike, I don't think that's fair, because all of the groups you have named have been from Philadelphia.
Yeah, group from Philadelphia. Number one song. Who's singing the song?
Wait, hold on. Give me a minute. I'm going to my library now.
Chris, it's okay. While we're waiting, I wanted to remind everybody that don't forget the Spectrum Sweepstakes. And if you're interested in putting your hat in trying to win a free Apple TV, all you do is send a little story about how you're enjoying the Spectrum app or any of the Spectrum products. And all you do is write to spectrumaccess@charter.com, and you could win a free Apple TV. And you must do this by December 6th at 11:59 p.m. And the winner will be selected by the December 13th show when Peter Kuciavik comes back on the show that night. So don't forget to enter the Spectrum Sweepstakes. It's on our website. Click on the button, Spectrum Sweepstakes. It says it right there. Or just send your little story to spectrumaccess@charter.com. This is a short story.
And folks, I hope you like the show today. It's an unusual show. I hope you're still listening. I hope you like the show. Chris, you got the song?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Now, this is for the audience only, not for Benny, not for Sid. I know they know it right away. And not for Sonny Duop. Number one song. Who was singing the song? The group is from Philadelphia. Who was singing it?
Let's go to the hop. Swing it, you can do it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna get their kicks at the hop.
Let's go. Chris, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who was singing that song? Sid, I know you know it. Vinny, I know you know it. Signing you up, I'm sure. I think you even know it.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, I have a song, an MP3 file of that song. Before they released the real song, they called it Do the Bop, and they called themselves the Juveneers.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. That's right.
You know who made them, that group? Dick Clark.
Anybody come in with the answer yet?
All right, so I do have a call on the phone line calling all the way from the great city or the great state of New York. But I'm not sure, has it been a month? Has it been 4 weeks? Her name is Harriet Lynn. What do you – I don't recall. I don't have the book with me.
Did you say Harriet?
Harriet from New York.
That's okay, Harriet, because she didn't win last time.
Okay, I thought so. I wasn't sure. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line all the way from the Big Apple. And it really is the Big Apple. Harriet, how you doing?
I'm doing so great. I am enjoying this program so much from moment one. I just want to make sure everybody knows that there are people out here. I couldn't get to the phone till now, but I love this program.
Thank you for calling, Harriet.
Oh, thank you for calling, Harriet.
Loyal listener.
All right, Harriet.
So who's singing the song? So who's singing the song, Harriet? Do you know?
Danny and the Juniors.
100% right.
I'm so excited.
100% right. On ABC Records, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Harriet. So hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Wow, this is exciting.
Thank you for calling in, Harriet.
Thank you, Harriet.
Oh, okay. I want to just tell you how much I love this program.
Well, thank you.
American Bandstand, all the music. I don't even know what else there is to mention. You mentioned all the songs I love.
Okay.
All the performers and musicians that I love. All you right. really made my well, night.
Get your address to Chris Shaw so we can send you out a gift card.
All right, hold on one moment, Harriet. All right, don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, Sonny, we're back on you, Sonny.
Michael.
Yep.
When Danny and the Juniors first went out on the road,
yep.
They had a road manager. Guy from Philadelphia. You know who that was?
I think so, but you say it.
Geeter with the heater.
No kidding. Jay Planet was the manager?
The guy that produced and arranged and wrote part of the song was... David White was a member of the group, and Johnny Madera was one of the writers and producers, I think.
I remember Arlene Sullivan liked Danny.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yep.
Do we have time for one more song?
All right, one more song. This will be the end of it. Yep.
Thank you. Chris, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, and he's writing down some names. Right, we are waiting. Let me just say this. Folks, I hope you like today's show. Different. I know it wasn't great participation, but I'm sure if you like old music, that's what we're doing today.
Thank you so much.
And folks, if you like the show, I hope maybe that you'll be able to, don't forget, we're a nonprofit radio show. If you could help us, we certainly would need your help now. Please send us something. And don't forget, you can go to our website and give right on there.
Okay,
don't forget, it's tax deductible because we're a nonprofit radio show.
Is Chris talking? Somebody was talking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mute my phone. I apologize. I was coming back in. All right, I'm ready.
Oh, that's okay. And also, they can call Chris and just
yes. If you want to, call Sid, I'm sorry. If you want to call Chris Shaw, and you want me to call you on Monday or Tuesday, and thank you for the gift or donation, certainly would appreciate it. So,
all right,
Chris Shaw,
are we ready
for one last two up from Sunny?
All right, here we go.
Number seven.
I'll love you.
I'll love you forever and ever and ever.
Who said that?
Vinny. Did you know it? Vinny, you know it?
Correct.
Vinny.
Yes.
Did you know it?
Sure, I know it.
What's the name of the song?
Picture of Love.
Picture Correct. Of Love.
Wow, these guys are great.
Sid, you know it?
No.
No, I didn't know it.
Sid, you know that song.
Yeah, but I forgot it.
Sid, you know that song.
All right, let's see if anybody knows, who's singing the song.
All right, in the meantime, in between time, what year did this song take place?
Vinny, you think you know the year?
I think about 58.
1960.
59.
I'm going to say 57.
Ooh! Ah!
Want to be 59.
That was one of the cuts on the album, Rumble. Very famous.
1954.
Rumble.
All right. Well, you want me to give it, Sonny? You want me to give it? I know this one.
Okay, give it, Chris.
1956.
Correct.
Good shot, Chris.
Sid, who sang it? Who performed it, Sid?
I don't know.
Vinny?
Continentals.
Who said that?
They performed at the Philadelphia Doo-Wop Festival, and when they sang Dear Lord, it blew everybody away.
Wow, that must have been something special to hear that song.
Well, Vinny did it.
All right, and Sid, before we leave, who was the record company? What was the record label on that one?
Don't have a clue.
Came out on Port, Sid. That wasn't the original. Port
oh, very the- good. Very good. That's correct. Port Records, right.
But I think Port was the second pressing.
Well, thank you so much, Sonny Doo-Wop. Sonny Doo-Wop, thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me on, and let me know by email when we can do this again, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good night, Lynn.
It was fun, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny, great job, Sonny.
Thank you, Chris. You're the best. You're the best board op in Southeast United States. Thank
there you go.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, you folks out there, I hope you had some fun. I had fun. Sid?
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Sid?
It was a great night. Lots of, you know, good memories.
Good memories.
Okay, brother. I'm going to give you
just a couple for the road. How's that?
Okay, couple for the road.
So I had some big R&B. We called them rhythm and blues, you know. And I had a couple of big favorites way back.
Well, you love Maybe by the Chantels, I know that.
But these were real R&B records. One was by Bobby Marchand, Is There Something on Your Mind?
Oh.
The other one was by Buster Brown called Fannie Mae.
Oh, Fannie Mae, yeah.
And then there was one of the big sellers in the R&B world, If you remember, in Philadelphia, there was a guy by the name of Felix, Paramount Record Shops. He was on South Street and on Ridge Avenue, African-American gentleman that I was very friendly with, you know, growing up.
Hey, Sid, I got trivia for you. When we were on Main Line on Fairmount Avenue, there was a guy that kept on coming back because he was walking up to Marnell up the street, and he used to he had a big record. If I tell you his name, you're going to know the song. Okay, the hint. His name was Little Joe.
Yeah, Little Peanuts.
There you go, Peanuts.
Little Joe and the Thrillers.
Yep.
But here's one I want to see if anybody remembers. This was really big in the R&B world. It was by Cornbread and Biscuits. The Last of the Big Time Spenders. Anybody remember that?
No.
That was a biggie for us. That was like 19... That was probably 1960.
That was Mainline?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Sid, tell me what Michael's mother was like in those days. I didn't know her till the 80s, the late 80s.
Selma.
Yep.
Selma was like, you know, she was like a mom to me.
Yeah.
You know. So, and Haskell was like a dad, that, you know. I mean, I used to go to work, and I used to take the trolley car and the subway to get down to Fairmount Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Golder used to pick us up at the end of the day, you know, like at 4:30 or so when he finished work at the Union. And he would pick us both up, and he would always drive me home every night, drop me off in my house in Germantown.
Very nice.
And they just, you know, they just treated me like I was one of their kids.
They were good people.
They were good people, yep.
Yeah, we missed them.
Yeah, I certainly missed them. I think of them a lot.
Aww.
And
it's,
this is how I ended up really finding out where Michael was at, because I came up with Haskell's obituary in one of the Sun Sentinel, I think, in Florida. And I kept tracking.
Oh, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
That's Dave Lynn is on the show too. He's listening to us. He's from Germantown.
Who is it?
Dave Lynn. He's a retired firefighter. He was a lieutenant in
the
fire department.
Hey, how you doing?
He's from over.
All right.
Fern Hill.
Okay.
All right. So, and we're back to the show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hey, gentlemen, thank you guys so much. It's about 4 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, Lynn, I know I had I got two callers that wanted to get in really, really, really fast. Do we got a few minutes, or you want to wrap up first and then get to them? Lynn?
Yo.
Okay. All right. So this is what we're do. We're going to go. I got Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, and I got Brother Theo from Orlando on the phone line. Brother Theo, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Brother Theo. You got the floor. We got to go real quick.
Okay. I hear you. Michael, how you doing? Michael?
I think Mike and Lynn stepped out just for a moment.
Oh, wow.
But go ahead.
We're here. I just want to say, Michael and Miss Lynn, I love y'all, and God bless y'all. Y'all stay healthy, keep Jesus first, live and not die. Miss Lynn, make sure you feed Michael right. And Joe Polano, I miss you. I don't know you, but Michael is your best friend, one of your best friends. And rest in peace, man. And Michael, you stay strong, don't give up, okay? I ain't gonna hold you too long. So much I want to say, but right now I know time is running. 8:57 right.
Well,
now.
Thank you for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Okay, let's take Gary.
Gary on. Gary, can you turn you on? Hey, Sid, I've got a question for you because I don't know. Michael told me yesterday at American Bandstand, what was Michael's famous dance movement?
I think he used to like shimmy his legs.
What was it?
Rubber
legs. The splits.
You were called rubber
you
legs.
You did the splits.
Can you do the split today, Michael?
What?
Can you do the split today?
Not anymore. The last time he did that, he ended up in the hospital.
And that's my kid. I ended up in the hospital.
For
yeah. Okay. Thanks, Sid. Thanks, Vinny.
Okay.
Night, Gary.
All right, everybody. I just wanted to remind you, join us next week, same time, same place. And guess what? Co-host Gary Sinclair will be with us on the air. Guess what? It'll be December. Thanks for coming on, Sid.
Vinny, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for hosting this, doing what you do on the phone stuff. Very cool, my friend.
Hey, anytime.
I'll talk with everyone again. Vinny, thank you.
Thank you, Sid. God bless you, Sid. God bless you, Vinny. Thanks for calling on.
See you, Mike.
Lynn has been on here, too.
And Dave, it was nice to meet you.
Nice, Dave. Meet you, Dave.
Chris Shaw, thank you so much.
Chris Shaw, thanks for doing a great job.
I'll catch all you guys later.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow, Lynn.
Okay. See you tomorrow, Chris. Good night.
So many things that held us down.